All right, welcome in on a Thursday. It's On Your Mark. I'm Jeremy Poplin. That is Sean Paul, publisher of Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine. Every Thursday night, we dive into a wide range of a variety of different topics here on the program and revolving around the world of health and fitness. And this week, Sean, we're very excited to have you back with us again this week. And we're going to dive into something. Now, week one, we talked about something similar to this, but this week, the importance of setting goals and being able to define them and define the expectations that you have set for yourself.
Right. When we think about goals, they really give us an opportunity to better gauge our efforts. You know, we can track our progress that way. And when we, you know, reach one goal and then reach another, we get hungry for more, hopefully. And that ties into the whole motivation topic that we talked about. Because really, if you don't know where you're going, you're never going to know when you get there. And so we're going to talk about the importance of setting goals. And we have someone who's come alongside me to help me reach some fitness goals. And it's Trevor Bridges from Sky Fitness and Wellbeing. And we're going to bring him in here in a little while. But really, goals are so important because it gives us structure. We can wake up and we can say, this is my goal for today. And it's important to set those small goals on our way to a final goal, a big goal. And I've got a goal that's almost a year away, and I've set some small goals in the path of that. And I'm learning more to just prioritize, saying daily, yes, I can do that today. I can plan ahead and avoid other parts of my schedule and get towards this goal. And Poplin, we talked about the marathon for a whole show. We talked about the marathon experience, and you acknowledged how it probably was easier to break the marathon down into smaller chunks where it was more obtainable. And really, a lot of things in life, a lot of goals that we try to obtain, it's kind of like that. You know, we can break it down into chunks, and it seems much more obtainable.
Well, and I like that philosophy on that, you know, using the kind of the marathon experience of breaking that down into chunks, into kind of categorizing what your goal is, you know, small individual goal for that day or larger individual goal. I think the problem, and I know sometimes I fall into this trap, Sean, it's like it's having too big of a goal. You know, having a goal that I know that I want to achieve, but not allowing myself enough time to achieve that goal, not putting the proper emphasis on maybe setting smaller ones to ultimately get to that larger one.
And for me, Poplin, it's a lot of time it's distractions that stand in the way of obtaining those smaller goals. If I can learn to remove those distractions, I'm much better off. And I mean, there's so many temptations daily not to go do your workout, not to get out of bed, especially as we get into colder weather. But the best way not to give into those temptations is to just completely remove them. And I'm learning to do that. For instance, one of my weaknesses is eating so much. I love to eat, and my wife cooks these incredibly healthy meals. And I was telling Trevor when we were working out that she makes these great meals, but I eat four or five portions of it, and that's not the best thing for me. But if I tell her, hey, don't give me as much, don't put as much in front of me, that's just an example of removing that temptation. And we had a...
It's the chips and salsa theory is really what it is. You know, they continue to place more chips and salsa in front of you at the restaurant, and as long as they keep doing that, you're going to keep reaching for the chips no matter what they do. Right. So you almost have to physically tell them, hey, stop bringing me these, because if you don't, I'm going to keep eating them.
That's right, I do. And you know, you can turn those excuses into reasons eventually, and there's going to be a reason that you don't achieve your goal. And that's a trick that you have to avoid. You have to avoid those making those excuses. There was we had a basketball coach in high school that he made this great illustration. I always remember it. In the locker room, he laid down a 2x4 in front of the whole team across the room, and he told us to walk across that one by one. And we all made it very easily across that 2x4 because the focus was just to walk across that 2x4. And he said, now, if I hoisted this 2x4 10 stories in the air across two buildings, and one at a time I told you guys to walk across this 2x4, a lot of you wouldn't make it. And the reason is because our focus wouldn't be on walking across that 2x4, but our focus would be on falling off. And he drew that the analogy to the game we were getting ready to play, that we couldn't focus on the fancy uniforms or the distracting crowd, but we needed to focus on one play at a time, one step at a time, knew what we could do and play within ourselves and reach that small goal of scoring on this trip to the bucket or playing defense on this play. But that was just a perfect analogy of not allowing those distractions to interfere with your goal.
This is On Your Mark here on Sports Radio 1430 The Buzz. We bring you this program every Thursday night at 6:30 with Sean Call, the publisher of Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine. You can check us out on the web as well, buzztulsa.com, and go back and look through all the different podcasts from the different episodes that we've had. You can click them up and listen to them while you're at work or also while you are on your workout. Back after this on Your Mark, here on The Buzz.
Introducing sports chiropractor Dr. Chris Barnes, a new kind of physician. Dr. Barnes was a Division I athlete who has and understands the drive of a competitor.
Like athletics, being a great chiropractor just wasn't good enough for me. I wanted to be the best. I use active release and Grasson techniques, advanced kinesiotaping methods, and the amazing factor treatment. But my greatest strength as a chiropractor is figuring out why you're hurting so I can equip you to perform at your peak. Our ultimate goal is to get you pain-free, back out there competing, and enjoying life.
Check out Dr. Barnes' unique approach to care and rehabilitation at our website, www.tulsasportsdoctor.com.
We step on our feet up to 12,000 times a day, and runners pound their feet with 3 to 4 times their body weight with each stride. Foot pain that doesn't resolve within a few days should be evaluated by a medical professional to understand the symptoms and all the treatment options. Doctors Brad Beasley and Shelley Hoag have extensive training in all aspects of medical and surgical foot and ankle care. Getting you back to your activities without pain is their goal. More information is available at restorationfootandankle.com.
Looking for a fun place to work out or a place that can provide specialized training? Then join Sky Fitness and Wellbeing and enjoy their fitness centers that will meet and exceed your goals. The trainers at Sky Fitness and Wellbeing have the knowledge and experience to make staying fit fun again while your kids can enjoy the Sky Kids Activity Center. Sky Fitness in South Tulsa is at 101st and Sheridan, while Sky Midtown will open in December on the southeast corner of 41st and Yale. Call Sky at 299-5500 or go to sky-fit.com. It's all within reach at Sky.
Make plans now to join over 12,000 participants from around the world at the Williams Route 66 Marathon presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma. Tulsa's Marathon Weekend begins on Friday, November 18th with a free 2-day health, fitness, and sustainability expo at the Tulsa Convention Center. Tulsa's largest road race expands to 2 days this year with a 5K fun run and mascot dash on Saturday, November 19th. The marathon, half marathon, and five-person marathon relay are on Sunday, November 20th. Both days feature live entertainment along the course and post-race concerts and festivities at the finish line. Learn more and register today to walk, run, or volunteer at Route66Marathon.com. That's www.route66marathon.com.
All right, welcome back into On Your Mark with Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine. I am Sean Call, the publisher of Oklahoma Sports and Fitness. That is Jeremy Poplin. And today we're talking about goals, the importance of setting goals. And Poplin, often it just comes down to taking action, getting moving, and moving towards that first goal. We talked about last segment of setting those smaller goals to ultimately obtain the bigger goal. And when we set that smaller goal, it just becomes so much more obtainable for that day. And I've gotten in touch with a trainer at Sky Fitness and Wellbeing, is a friend of mine, Trevor Bridges. And Trevor is a graduate of Union High School. He's obtained his bachelor's degree from the University of Oklahoma in Health and Exercise Sciences. He is a certified CrossFit trainer, as well as a level one holistic lifestyle coach. He's been a personal trainer at Sky Fitness for several years now. And Trevor, welcome into the show. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Yeah, thanks. I'm good. I'm glad to be here. Glad to get the invite. And yeah, thanks for having me here.
All right. Trevor has gotten, we worked out this morning at 5 o'clock. It was really our first intense workout together. He's been evaluating me this week. But my goal is to just be, I've told Trevor, is just a well-balanced athlete. There's some things that are kind of some limiting factors for me. I've always had a struggle with flexibility, and he's going to kind of, you know, dive into teaching me how to strengthen my core to where my body is more efficient and I can build muscle in a more effective way, build that lean mass, and also maintain my running program and just be a better overall athlete. So I am extremely excited. The workout was incredibly effective this morning, and I did some workouts, Trevor, that I've seen people do, especially some of the CrossFit things that you taught me. Mm-hmm. Seen people do, and I've always wanted to, you know, get with a trainer and be able to do them right. Mm-hmm. And you've already taught me that, and so that's exciting. You know, taking the 20-pound medicine ball over my head and slamming it down on the ground, taking mm-hmm. out some aggression, that's a blast.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And Trevor, tell us real quick, kind of what you specialize in as a trainer. I know that there's trainers at SkyFit that specialize in certain things, but you specifically, what do you specialize in as a trainer?
I specialize in general well-being and helping people just get to a point to where they can function better, more efficiently, like you were saying, and really just trying to get their body to work more efficiently for them. You know, a lot of people either come into the thing and it's either they have absolutely no experience, you know, with working out or getting their body to work the right way, or people who have been doing it for a while and maybe have trained the wrong muscle to do the wrong work. And so what I like to do is I like to go in there and help people just to, you know, retrain their bodies or, you know, train their bodies to start working the right way.
Okay, great. And I shared with you, I've done a workout for probably 14 or 15 years now, the mm-hmm. same workout. It's mm-hmm. a pyramid workout that I shared with you to build muscle. And for the first period of that, my body responded really well to that, and I saw a lot of gains. And what you're going to teach me is, you know, there's a good workout, and I can probably go back to that at some point, mm-hmm. but to kind of mix some things up. And today, and this week actually, when you've been evaluating me, what are some of the strengths and weaknesses that you see, and what do you see us developing in the next few months?
Definitely. Well, I tell you what, I mean, you have a great starting position, and I believe you said you've been working out consistently for like 14 years. Is that right?
Yes.
So you already have this great background of, okay, well, I already know what my limits are. I know how to move most of my body parts. You know, I know how to get the right muscles recruited to do the right work and that sort of thing. So that's awesome. I noticed this morning while we were working out that you'd mentioned your flexibility and all this stuff. So I definitely noticed a little bit of, you know, tightness right there in the posterior chain. Your hamstrings and your glutes are still pretty tight, and even your calves a little bit. I remember at the beginning of the workout, we kind of had that, you know, that hitch in the mm-hmm. first exercise, and it kind of, you know, started off. But, you know, we worked it out, got it more warmed up, I should say, and, you know, just kept going from there. And so, like I said, it's really fun to work with guys like you, Sean, because you have this good background, you have this good starting position, and so we can just keep going up from here, just building, getting more technical with some of the lifts, getting more, you know, just making the lifts more intense and just building from there.
And I know that we're still kind of constructing my workout plan mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. to see what we can do and what we need to do. But what will my workout plan sort of consist of, if you can kind of make shape of that? And there's lots of elements of CrossFit. How does it relate to CrossFit?
Right,
as well?
Right. So, I mean, CrossFit is this very short interval, high intensity workout program. And so, in a nutshell, and that's what we're kind of incorporate into what you're doing right now. Just kind of get a short interval, high intensity workout to tax a whole bunch of different energy systems and muscle fiber types, just to get that well-rounded athlete, elite, you know, program that you're looking for.
All right. We're going to take a short break. Trevor Bridges is joining us, giving some great insight into fitness training, achieving the well-balanced athlete. And we will be right back. This is Oklahoma Sports and Fitness On Your Mark. 1430 The Buzz every Thursday night at 6:30.
We step on our feet up to 12,000 times a day, and runners pound their feet with 3 to 4 times their body weight with each stride. Foot pain that doesn't resolve within a few days should be evaluated by a medical professional to understand the symptoms and all the treatment options. Doctors Brad Beasley and Shelley Hoag have extensive training in all aspects of medical and surgical foot and ankle care. Getting you back to your activities without pain is their goal. More information is available at restorationfootandankle.com.
Looking for a fun place to work out or a place that can provide specialized training? Then join Sky Fitness and Wellbeing and enjoy their fitness centers that will meet and exceed your goals. The trainers at Sky Fitness and Wellbeing have the knowledge and experience to make staying fit fun again, while your kids can enjoy the Sky Kids Activity Center. Sky Fitness in South Tulsa is at 101st and Sheridan, while Sky Midtown will open in December on the southeast corner of 41st and Yale. Call Sky at 299-5500 or go to sky-fit.com. It's all within reach at Sky.
Make plans now to join over 12,000 participants from around the world at the Williams Route 66 Marathon, presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma. Tulsa's Marathon Weekend begins on Friday, November 18th with a free 2-day health, fitness, and sustainability expo at the Tulsa Convention Center. Tulsa's largest road race expands to 2 days this year with the 5K Fun Run and Mascot Dash on Saturday, November 19th. The marathon, half marathon, and five-person marathon relay are on Sunday, November 20th. Both days feature live entertainment along the course and post-race concerts and festivities at the finish line. Learn more and register today to walk, run, or volunteer at Route66Marathon.com. That's www.Route66Marathon.com.
Introducing sports chiropractor Dr. Chris Barnes, a new kind of physician. Dr. Barnes was a Division I athlete who has and understands the drive of a competitor.
Like athletics, being a great chiropractor just wasn't good enough for me. I wanted to be the best. I use active release and Grasson techniques, advanced kinesiotaping methods, and the amazing factor treatment. But my greatest strength as a chiropractor is figuring out why you're hurting so I can equip you to perform at your peak. Our ultimate goal is to get you pain-free, back out there competing, and enjoying life.
Check out Dr. Barnes' unique approach to care and rehabilitation at our website, www.TulsaSportsDoctor.com.
All right, welcome back into the program. It's On Your Mark, presented by Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazines. I am Jeremy Poplin. That is Sean Call, and we have a special guest in with us this evening. And Trevor, I think there's been somewhat of an explosion with CrossFit training. I mean, I'm watching it on ESPN. We've talked about it. But have you seen that as well at Sky Fitness with the number of people that are coming in that have seen this? And it's really kind of taken on a life of its own.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I got started in CrossFit June or July. And it was actually an employee competition. And, I mean, tons of fun. And it's just like, this is a really great workout. You know, very, you know, incredible. Just, you know, very high intensity, like I was saying earlier. And I got approached by some of the trainers that are already at Sky, and they were like, hey, we'd like to have you on our team. And I was like, oh, okay, sure. And so, you know, I got set up and went down to get my certification. And I'm thinking, you know, 20, 30 people there to get certified. No, there were 60 people there.
Wow.
I mean, it was just phenomenal. And all, like, really great people, really enthusiastic. And it wasn't just like everyone there was, you know, some sort of, you know, completely shredded individual. You know, they had all walks of life there. It was really great. It was really great. And yeah, I like the CrossFit games on TV. I've been seeing those more and more. It's really just kind of taken on a life of its own. It's really phenomenal.
And you've talked to me about some of the specific methods that you're going to use, a lot of those being CrossFit, but the method you're going to use with me to obtain more stability and flexibility and the good posture that's going to give me the balance that's ultimately going to let my muscles work more efficiently and build that lean mass. Mm-hmm. But something that we talked about, and we did a little bit of this morning, but the TRX suspension system.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about that, what that's all about?
Yeah. When I got to Sky, that's the first time I'd ever seen the apparatus, heard of TRX suspension training or anything like that. It's really great. It was developed by a group of Navy SEALs, and, you know, they're just trying to figure out ways to, you know, stay fit and stay on the edge and, you know, just keep a good physical condition. Well, you know, they, you know, got it up and running and all this business, and basically it's just a strap and with some handles on it, and you can do just about anything anywhere as long as you got a door, a tree, you know, eye hook or something, a rafter, anywhere. I mean, you can sit there and you can do it. And basically what it focuses on is you can be, you know, very, very fit and still get a very good workout, or you can be a complete newbie to the whole exercise physical activity regimen and still have a phenomenal workout.
And you were showing me those this morning, how I could, you know, the slightest movement of my feet one way or the other, I could make it more difficult or utilize other parts of my body to accomplish the workout.
Yeah.
But this morning you talked to me over and over about the importance of the core.
Right.
How I needed to engage my core and my glutes to do the exercise correctly. Mm. It may be harder in the beginning here, but to do it technically correct, ultimately, I was going to get stronger as I continue to do these workouts. Right. Tell us about the importance of the core. And then after that, you know, how does a good core help a runner, for instance?
Right, definitely. So one of the things, it's not just, I was going to say, I'm taking this from CrossFit, but it's not necessarily just CrossFit. It's, you know, the physical activity world in general. You want to have good midline stabilization. And what I mean by that is just proper and good activation of your core muscles, and what I mean by that, your abdominals, your lower back muscles, your, you know, obliques and things like that. And what you want to do is get those muscles firing so that you can be, I used this term the other day with one of my clients, a pillar of fitness, I mean, you just want to sit there and be able to like hold your spine in a nice neutral position and keep your body from doing all this, you know, funky swaying movements and stuff like that, so you don't end up injuring yourself trying to do, you know, say a shoulder press or a squat or a deadlift or something like that.
And you're going to introduce something to me that I'm very fearful of, is the yoga aspect of of the workout.
Uh-huh.
And tell me the importance of that. I know it's going to help my flexibility, but there's other benefits to yoga and,
oh, yeah,
and this, the flexibility. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, definitely. I've done a few. I've not taught any yoga classes, but I've participated in a few yoga classes. And one, just the atmosphere of the whole thing is just very peaceful, very calming. And, you know, so that's just kind of the atmosphere of the whole program. But then when you actually look at it physiologically, you know, you're increasing your range of motion. You know that if you have a very large range of motion, you're going to have, you know, less likelihood of actually getting injured while you're going about your daily life. You know, everyone falls. And when you fall, typically you got to get in, you know, these, you might catch yourself in some sort of a funny lunge position or something like that. And, you know, having good flexibility is going to really decrease the likelihood of you getting injured or hurt just doing your daily activities.
All right. Thanks, Trevor. Great insight. We're going to do one more segment. We'll be right back. This is On Your Mark with Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine, and we'll be right back.
Introducing sports chiropractor Dr. Chris Barnes, a new kind of physician. Dr. Barnes was a Division I athlete who has and understands the drive of a competitor.
Like athletics, being a great chiropractor just wasn't good enough for me. I wanted to be the best. I use active release and Grasson techniques, advanced kinesiotaping methods, and the amazing Factor treatment. But my greatest strength as a chiropractor is figuring out why you're hurting so I can equip you to perform at your peak. Our ultimate goal is to get you pain-free, back out there competing, and enjoying life.
Check out Dr. Barnes' unique approach to care and rehabilitation at our website, www.tulsasportsdoctor.com.
Make plans now to join over 12,000 participants from around the world at the Williams Route 66 Marathon presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma. Tulsa's Marathon Weekend begins on Friday, November 18th with a free two-day health, fitness, and sustainability expo at the Tulsa Convention Center. Tulsa's largest road race expands to 2 days this year with a 5K fun run and mascot dash on Saturday, November 19th. The marathon, half marathon, and five-person marathon relay are on Sunday, November 20th. Both days feature live entertainment along the course and post-race concerts and festivities at the finish line. Learn more and register today to walk, run, or volunteer at Route66Marathon.com. That's www.Route66Marathon.com.
Looking for a fun place to work out or a place that can provide specialized training? Then join Sky Fitness and Wellbeing and enjoy their fitness centers that will meet and exceed your goals. The trainers at Sky Fitness and Wellbeing have the knowledge and experience to make staying fit fun again, while your kids can enjoy the Sky Kids Activity Center. Sky Fitness in South Tulsa is at 101st and Sheridan, while Sky Midtown will open in December on the southeast corner of 41st and Yale. Call Sky at 299-5500 or go to sky-fit.com. It's all within reach at Sky.
We step on our feet up to 12,000 times a day, and runners pound their feet with 3 to 4 times their body weight with each stride. Foot pain that doesn't resolve within a few days should be evaluated by a medical professional to understand the symptoms and all the treatment options. Doctors Brad Beasley and Shelley Hoag have extensive training in all aspects of medical and surgical foot and ankle care. Getting you back to your activities without pain is their goal. More information is available at restorationfootandankle.com.
Welcome back into On Your Mark. We're here every Thursday night at 6:30 on 1430 The Buzz. I am Sean Call, the publisher of Oklahoma Sports and Fitness. That is Jeremy Poplin, and we've been joined today by Trevor Bridges. Trevor is a personal trainer at Sky Fitness and Wellbeing here in Tulsa. And another thing I enjoy about Sky is just the top-notch facilities. If I go in there, I know it's going to be clean. I know that there's always going to be plenty of machines and plenty of area for me to do what I need to do. And the trainers there, the personal trainers, you can almost, Trevor, go and hand pick a trainer according to what you really need. I mean, there's trainers that focus more on flexibility. Mm-hmm. There's some that weight loss, functional strength training, mm-hmm. more nutritional guidance, and mm-hmm. those kind of things. There's CrossFit, Olympic lifting. There's people like yourself who are just a mm-hmm. well-balanced athlete, and that's kind of what what I'm looking at. Trevor, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We appreciate the insight, and I'm looking forward to having you back and see what kind of progress we can make.
Mm-hmm. All right. Awesome. Thanks.
And in addition to the Sky Fitness South Tulsa, which is 101st and Sheridan, they're going to be opening a new location, 41st and Yale, Sky Fitness of Midtown in December. And I got an opportunity to tour that facility yesterday. Of course, it's still under construction. They just basically showed me the layout. It's going to be a 40,000 square foot facility, and it's going to be split on two levels. And the idea being that you can stay downstairs in this kind of this low intensity zone. Zone one is the lower level, and it just consists of the Sky Kids, Sky Cafe, and the locker rooms. The spa, that kind of thing, where there's not like music in your face, intense music. Then you can go upstairs and you can do your fitness thing. You can do your cardio, strength training, and it's got the intense music going and that kind of thing. So it's a really cool idea. Trevor loves the idea. There's a rock wall there. There's not a rock wall in South Tulsa. There's a rock wall in Midtown. Trevor's going to get over there and do some coaching, hopefully. And then they tease kind of a cardio theater over there. They're going to release some more details about that, but a cardio theater where it's going to be just a really entertaining thing that you can do and not even realize that you're really working out as much, but you're getting some great cardio in the cardio theater. But the location is going to have Sky Kids, Sky Cafe, men's and women's locker rooms, of course, just like the one in South Tulsa. The strength equipment is going to be top-notch. Life Fitness Hammer strength equipment, free motion equipment. And there's a cardio area and, of course, the core area. Lots of areas to stretch, work on the TRX suspension training like we talked about. And it's just going to be amazing. So I love Sky Fitness. It's a clean, great atmosphere. And so go check it out, especially when they open in December. Go check out the Midtown location. And also, Poplin, the new issue of Oklahoma Sports and Fitness is now available. It's the November-December issue, and it seems like every issue it just becomes bigger and better, and we want to just encourage you to go out to different locations, pick it up. It's a free magazine. You can pick it up at Academy. You can pick it up at all the specialty running stores. You can pick up in bike shops and some of the coffee shops around the city. This issue, we profiled two Oklahoma athletes. One is Katie Kramer from Oklahoma City, and Katie is a phenomenal runner. She runs an 18:55K, she runs a 2:58 marathon, and she has a great story. She never really set out to be an endurance athlete. Her college coach just kind of discovered her, cross-country coach. So great story.
Wow, those are incredible numbers, by the way.
Yeah, incredible. Yeah, I don't want to miss that. When she goes out to run a marathon, she usually wins. And she can win a marathon and tell you that she didn't run her best race, And she's she's phenomenal. But she has a goal to be an Ironman. So you want to pick up the magazine and read our interview with her. And then there's also some great article on carbo loading, myths and methods. Learned a lot from that, just the timing of it all. A lot of people think they just need to just gorge on spaghetti the night before. And that's not necessarily true. Just some great things that can, the whole week leading up to your event, what you can do to improve your performance. Of course, the event schedule that we have every issue, comprehensive, all the events throughout the state. And then, Poplin, 2011 Reader's Choice Awards. People can get online and vote for that. Vote for the best 5K, best half marathon, best marathon in the state, and then also vote for your best specialty running store, cycling shop, all that good stuff. And lots of full-color race photos, fun editorial pieces, so go check it out. And you can also check it out online, oksportsandfitness.com. There's a digital version there, an interactive version there. You can click on all the ads and check out all the events.
This sounds like a fantastic issue, and again, there's plenty to choose from, so I'm sure that you have a lot of different options to vote for because of all the races and just what a fantastic community that we have.
Yes.
With the race community and all the different events that are going on. Do not forget, you can look us up online at buzztulsa.com. You can click on the on-demand link from there. There's a podcast page, and it will link all the previous versions of On Your Mark, the show that comes your way every Thursday night at 6:30 here on Sports Radio 1430 The Buzz. For Sean Call and our special guest Trevor from Sky Fitness, I'm Jeremy Poplin saying have a good night from 1430 The Buzz.
Looking for a fun place to work out or a place that can provide specialized training? Then join Sky Fitness and Wellbeing and enjoy their fitness centers that will meet and exceed your goals. The trainers at Sky Fitness and Wellbeing have the knowledge and experience to make staying fit fun again, while your kids can enjoy the Sky Kids Activity Center. Sky Fitness in South Tulsa is at 101st and Sheridan, while Sky Midtown will open in December on the southeast corner of 41st and Yale. Call Sky at 299-5500 or go to sky-fit.com. It's all within reach at Sky.
Introducing sports chiropractor Dr. Chris Barnes, a new kind of physician. Dr. Barnes was a Division I athlete who has and understands the drive of a competitor.
Like athletics, being a great chiropractor just wasn't good enough for me. I wanted to be the best. I use active release and Grasson techniques, advanced kinesiotaping methods, and the amazing factor treatment. But my greatest strength as a chiropractor is figuring out why you're hurting so I can equip you to perform at your peak. Our ultimate goal is to get you pain-free, back out there competing, and enjoying life.
Check out Dr. Barnes' unique approach to care and rehabilitation at our website, www.tulsasportsdoctor.com.